Inspiration. N is for now. Inspiration inspires now. Now is being present. Being present is being aware. Being aware is being here now. Roll call. Are you here? Now is the time to practice giving and receiving. Where is now? Now is in your inspiring self, heart, mind. Is it helpful to think about how one could have been more helpful in the past? Is it helpful to think about how one might be more helpful in the future? Or is it helpful to be truly helpful right now? Lingering in the past or wondering about the future are only helpful to the extent that we are being present with such thinking and feeling and being open to being truly helpful now. We can be truly helpful now without regrets for the past or worries for the future. Being truly helpful now heals the past and the future. A wise little girl says to her dear mother, who is holding herself prisoner to the past and guarding over her future, "You know, Mom, if you would just be in the present moment, then when the future came around, you wouldn't have a past to be so upset about." How true. There is nothing that cannot be fully accomplished now, because whatever is happening now is all that is really being accomplished. What would happen if each of us got caught up with life to be here now? If I were caught up on my life, I would open a truly helpful center that is free to all and available to everyone all over the world. Ignore what everyone else says about this idea, like that will require a lot of time and energy. You're not capable of running such a center. Don't ever work for free. People will just take advantage of you. And just do it anyway. If I ever got caught up with life, I would do everything I am being inspired to do, but I'm not doing now. Ask yourself, your inspired self, that is, if I were caught up on my life, what would I do? Who is it that is not caught up? Your cubicle self or your inspired self? If I were willing to be present in one of my relationships right now, how am I feeling moved to be? Now, go be it. Maybe it is simply a prayer, an inspiring thought shared mind to mind. Maybe that thought is shared in words or action. Nevertheless, it is shared because it springs forth from inspiration now. Even a brilliant now thought about how to be helpful tomorrow serves best if shared in the now, tomorrow, when we share it, and not as a memory of yesterday. Inspiration holds the memory of the eternal now. I was cooking breakfast one morning and I heard the thought, "Go and extend love to John." Oh, what a nice thought, I thought. I will do that later when I finish breakfast. "Oh, really?" queries my inspired self. "Okay, I got it." So I decide to go find John and dig him out of his office down the hall, and lo and behold, I turn around and there he is, standing right next to me. He said, "Oh, I changed that light bulb." Without a plan for any particular words or behavior, I looked at him, gave him a hug, and thanked him for changing the light bulb. In that moment and for moments thereafter, I felt my heart. Maybe for the first time. Practice experiencing being here now. Pause. Notice you are not being present. Decide to be willing. Call on and connect with inspiration. Being present with your breath, a word, phrase, image, movement, gesture, or sound may help you to connect. Breathe. Be aware of inspiration's presence. Simply be. Give thanks. Repeat throughout the day as often as needed. You have accepted your invitation to now.